But now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Wayne Cotto, co-hosting today with me today, and we have the man, the pirate himself, Bob Hoos from Costa, is here, along with our good buddy Dan Hume from Hume Termite. It is Tackle Day today, and we're going to be having a lot of feature guys coming in and chatting about what they're doing today. It's a big day at Fisherman's Landing and Tackle and Tackle Day. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8th, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Wayne, you're out of practice. Wait a minute, I'm the one that's been gone.
Yeah, I'm multitasking right now.
Yeah.
Man, I was downstairs and Tackle Day setup is going on at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Stop, and I took pictures and I'm trying to post stuff right now on social media. So sorry about that, Pete.
It's typical Wayne. He's got a million things going on at once. But wait a minute, he's retired, right? This guy's retired, but not really, right?
So I keep hearing.
Yeah, but so he's working for Let's Talk Hookup now. He's helping friends of Rollo today. Who else are you helping? Are you Bob Hoos? You have Bob?
He helped Costa set up the tent.
Yeah.
Old-time Carney.
Yeah.
You know, he got the tent up.
That's what
he everybody. I mean, I love this industry. I love what we do. I love fishing. So
yeah.
There's nobody I won't help out there on the parking lot. And it's all fun.
That's so cool. Well, Bob, welcome.
Welcome. This is so amazing. I'm sitting next to Dan Hume.
Like one of your oldest
middle school, pirates, Chrono Mar, Mafia, surfing, fishing. I'm like, okay, Dan, 40 years later, Dan's fighting the termites, I'm fighting the sun. We're still in the battle.
I love
but,
that.
I mean, it's aging us. 40 years ago. Here we
is that
are.
Right? So you guys met in middle school, Dan?
Lincoln and Chrono Mar High School, just surfing, fishing. We were more into surfing back then.
Yeah,
chasing women, chasing waves, and then we got the fishing bug, and here we are. And Dan and I had an epic, epic real-time trip. And I invited
you. I
know.
I missed
and
it.
And he missed it. It was full speed yellows.
Dude, that looks so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was flashing back. I'm like, here we are. Yeah. Good high school buddy.
Yeah.
We had a great year.
It was funny because I called you up. Every year I call you up. Hey, when's the rail time trip? I missed that boat. I missed that operation.
Oh, the
that fishing. And going with you, too. Both you guys. Going fishing with you guys.
You missed a good one.
And it was a really good one. Yeah. And flat calm, right?
Yeah. And then just this morning when Wayne and I were down there setting up, the buzz in the parking lot, not only on what sales are going to be here today, but the fishing.
Fishing is on fire. Yeah, it's probably the best it's been all year now.
Right. So,
flat, calm weather.
Here's an example of what's happening in SoCal. It's down on Prospector Thursday, working on the boat, and you see the dock rats, and they're catching spotties. They're coming by in their kayaks, and they're catching spotties. And then the hoop netters are going out. They're getting ready to set their hoop netters. The Thunderbird's going out, probably going to the bank, catching yellows and bluefin. And then, guys are coming in from deep drop swordfish trips. I was like, it is happening right now.
Yeah.
Everything from spotties, lobster, swordfish, bluefin, yellowtail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, don't forget the swordfish. Yeah. Swordfish are biting too.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Marlin.
Marlin, yeah. Go catch a blue marlin at the Coronado Islands, right?
Yeah.
Crazy
that was
story.
That guy.
No, that's good. So what's going on with Coastal? You guys are here at Tackle Day, right?
We're at Tackle Day, and yeah, I saw Doug this morning, and they're doing, for any purchase, you get a $25 gift card at the store.
Any Coastal purchase?
Yes. Buy sunglasses, Coastal sunglasses, and they give you a Fisherman's Landing gift card for $25.
Wow.
And then we have a gift with purchase. You get a hat, clean kit, so there's a lot of swag for people shopping today.
Yeah, that's awesome. So,
and then we're launching our new next gen Coastas. So for years the kids were like, hey, they'd come by the boat or an event, and they're really into fishing. You want to get them a good pair of sunglasses. And I'd take my sample set out and I'd put them on their face, and they're always too big, just falling right off. And so we came out with this next gen for youth, and we have two styles. This is schooly. It's more like a wrap. Doesn't fit my face. But the target market is boys and girls 12 to 15. Small face. And we have another.
Probably women, too.
Women, a lot of girls. Yeah. Just smaller faces.
Smaller faces.
And they're half the price.
Wow.
They start at $130.
Wow.
So we're getting the kids in, the 580 technology, all the trick, frames, Coastal stuff it's going to fit their face.
So we're giving away a pair of those today.
Yeah, we're giving away a pair of Schooly. That's the next gen. And then this pair, Sueños, it's more of a lifestyle pair, but I see a lot of deckhands on the boats right down here. Matter of fact, just last week, I was talking to the guys on the Vagabond, and all the deckhands are like Sueños. It's a lifestyle pair, but you can wear it on the water.
So I like it because it has a thick frame on the side.
Yeah,
it's
flat.
Yeah. So it goes with the flat frame.
Oh,
yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a family pair. Okay? We're going to do a family setup. One caller or texter is going to win both of them. Because that way, you've got a pair, and your kid's got a pair. Your wife.
Perfect.
Or whatever. So it's a one winner takes all today.
I like that.
On that. So it's a
early
caller or a texter. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Super, super fun. So good opportunity. And if you come into Tackle Day, just let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll hand them to you.
Absolutely.
You can go by the Coastal booth and
come by the booth. I'm sure Dan's going to spend a couple hours talking shop.
Yeah.
I'm working today.
Yeah, you're doing some big spraying
today. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dan, tell us about Hume Termite. One of the things that Hume Termite specializes in is doing environmentally friendly treatments, right?
Yeah. And first, I just want to say thank you. It's surreal being here.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly,
I'm
such a big fan of the show for so many years. I can't even tell you.
And we've all fished together for so long.
So long.
I mean, he's a great fisherman, and just got back from the Sacramento River fishing steelhead and trout.
Which on the way back, coming over Catalina from Sacramento, I'd never seen such sheet glass before.
Oh.
I mean, the ocean was sheet glass, you know, way west of San Clemente. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But, yeah, it's good to be here. Just, it's surreal to be here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, business is good.
Business is good. Yeah, yeah. We do a lot of environmentally friendly stuff. You know, we're more proactive than reactive.
Yeah.
And we use all tools when it comes to eradicating termites, but we really like the proactive stuff because it's so friendly and it's so long term.
Yeah.
You know, utilizing basically borate salts, alkaline salts, and taking food source away. So once we treat lumber, and we can do that different ways depending on what stage of the home you're in, we can foam walls or we can treat attics or new builds or remodels. And
so the new build, if somebody's building a house, you can treat it and they'll never have a termite problem again.
You've been doing that treatment for 35 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So you and take the food out of the wood, so there's nothing for them to grind up.
Yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, we take the wood becomes a non-food source. And in certain situations, like in repairs, you can treat the wood and put it back into an existing home, and it'll act like a kind of an untraditional bait. Because the termites are going to tend to come out of that water-starved wood and get into the newer, higher moisture content replacement lumber.
Ah.
So now,
so when you're building a house, it's like fair game for termites.
Oh, I mean, we know when we build with wood, it's going to have problems with decay and with, you know, fire and with wood-destroying organisms. So, yeah, it's good to just take that food source away and be more proactive than reactive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. I know you've been treating my house for years. Talk about it in your spot. And one of the other bonus things that Dan does is he looks for other problems at your house. And we had our stairs were like rotting away. Main entrance, you've been at my house. Main entrance to the thing, and he goes, "Dude, you got a problem here. You could fall right through these steps at some point."
Yeah.
And so when you're inspecting, you see other things too.
Yeah, I mean, conducive conditions are what lead to real detailed termite or decay problems. So the more we identify those conducive conditions, and there are thousands of them.
Yeah.
You know, that, again, is more sustainable, long-term type treatments.
Yeah.
You don't replace wood when you're doing repair. You don't replace things the way it failed. You modify either design to mitigate moisture or you chemically enhance the lumber.
Yeah.
And if you just kind of stick with that mindset, more proactive, you're going to be way better off.
Yeah. But when you come and treat my house, the stuff that you're treating with, you said, is less toxic than table salt.
Yeah, it's just a borate salt, so it's like U.S. Brax of soap without the perfume or the bubbles. It's just a raw boron powder that's soluble, and it just add fresh water and turn it into a liquid, and that molecule diffuses into the cells of the lumber and crystallizes. So it's a very long-term treatment, very long-term, and it doesn't volatilize. There's no VOC content, extremely safe, extremely long-term.
So what about these companies that spray orange oil? You always hear it on radio, orange oil. There's a lot of gimmicks in termites.
There are, you know, everybody has their own kind of tool. I stick to kind of more long-term, more sustainable stuff.
Yeah.
What I like about this conversation and Dan and his company is like every homeowner, it's our number one investment in life, your home.
Right, yeah.
So everyone's got their plumber, you know, you got your go-to plumber, you got your go-to electrician, and you want to trust the guys that work on your house, and to have a guy like Dan, you're like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, he's my guy.
He's the guy. And he fishes too.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you're in the circle, you fish. He's going to take care of you, and you want that Rolodex of people like yourself where you're like, okay, I got my guy.
The only warning I got to give you is if you call Dan to talk about termites, he's probably going to talk about fishing.
I was going to say.
As soon as he learns that you're a fisherman, it's like, you're going to be talking about catching trout.
One of the things with the termite industry.
Or catching yellowtail. Or catching rockfish.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the
what's your favorite? Pyramid. I mean, what's your favorite right now? I mean, you fish with the tuna kahuna a lot. You fish with me a lot. You fished with Bob a lot. You fished, you go fly fishing with your dad. You had to pinpoint one that's like, this is my trip.
The white sea bass, you know, trips are so special on the rail. I mean, it's just, are so amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big, you know, trout at Pyramid are amazing too. Yeah. And I'm just kind of starting to get into that new steelhead thing. It's kind of new for me, but that's a real special thing, too.
But
all of it's fun. I mean, all of it's fun.
It's all fishing.
It's all fun.
What's your favorite, Bob?
it's got a bill on it. Sword of Bill, right, Mark? Like, if it has a bill on it, that's what I
want. That's what you want. Oh.
It's the hunt, you know? Yeah. It's like out there looking for him. I mean, you kind of go full circle, and I have more fun just like locating like a school of marlin or a swordfish than I do in the actual catching. It's all about the hunt. I tell people, like, if we're going to go tuna fishing, it's like duck hunting. You know, you're shooting your gun a lot. Birds are dropping. If you're going sword fishing or marlin fishing, it's like elk hunting. You might hunt for a couple days before you find them. Right. But I just get, like, I'm twitching right now because some fish showed up off of Dana. I'm just like, oh.
Like marlin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Off of Dana?
Right off of Dana.
In November 1st.
Yeah. Yeah,
we went out Wednesday out of Oceanside, went over to San Clemente Island, and it was glass calm.
Yeah.
And we were flying, I don't know, 30, 40 miles an hour on a nice yellowfin.
Just grease.
But it was grease.
Yeah.
And I was looking for
sleepers.
It. Man, you were just like, they're here. Yeah. I know they're
here.
I
was fishing.
The fishing was okay. I mean, it wasn't
you
wide
fished
open.
Calicos?
Mostly calicos. We didn't find any yellowtail, but we fished a little bit of groundfish out there too, you know, deep.
Yeah, why not?
You know, it was a little too calm at times.
Yeah.
You know how that is. But I mean, it picked up in the afternoon and it was just a long, fun day. And, that 32 yellowfin was just so fun to just ride on.
Triples?
Twins.
Twins, wow.
Twin 400s. And, you're doing 30 to 40 on the water.
Oh, nice.
And it's just grease calm out there. Yeah. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful day.
How was the marlin season, Bob?
You know, it was really good in September. If you want to catch marlin in SoCal, you got to just block out September. You got to block out September and go, okay, I want to fish marlin. Just look at September from Labor Day to end of September. That's your window. And we had a lot of fish at Catalina. And what we've seen like since like 2015 when the bluefin started showing up here, the bluefin kind of like forced the billfish, especially striped marlin, out of the area. So if you like the zones where we used to catch a lot of marlin, and there's bluefin there, you don't see the marlin anymore. It's like they don't like mixing together.
They don't.
No.
You would think that like the bluefin are on bait balls. That's where the marlin should be,
it's
right?
It's really, it's almost like a theory or a trend. But if you like see an area with a lot of bluefin, you're marlin fishing, get out of there.
Right.
You're not going to see them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And the swordfish were only deep.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, but the angler, the generation is changing. A lot of the older marlin guys have aged out. And, with this tuna around, all the kids want to catch tuna.
Yeah.
And they don't have the patience to go out and look for a marlin. And so we're seeing like the older marlin guys aging out and there's less of us out there. So there's less coverage.
Correct.
And you don't have the intel like you used to.
Yeah.
And the kids, it's an expensive sport.
Yeah.
You know, you want a boat, you know, you can do it from a center console, but you want a bigger boat with some height on a fly bridge so you can find the fish. And,
right.
You know, you're thinking about slip cost and boat cost.
Yeah.
And it's a fishery that's just kind of aged out.
Yeah.
And the tournaments, Mero East Out, Catalina Classic,
kind of,
the Grambuie, the Church Mouse, that's all a thing of the past.
Yeah.
So,
but Pesky's is still around.
Pesky's was a great tournament.
Yeah, they still doing that?
Yeah.
You're part of that.
Yeah,
you're one of the pirates.
It was pirate theme. We got it. A friend of mine, Amanda.
Do they still do the fake tailors?
Oh, yeah. We throw them out there, and we trick people. But that tournament is surviving because of the fun factor.
Yeah.
I mean, people like to fish it. But you look at, like, the Bisbee down in Cabo built, you know, billfish tournament, 170 some boats.
Unbelievable.
So
$7.1 million.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So like SoCal, that generation of billfish anglers have kind of aged out, but you know, all those guys.
But those guys are coming from all over the world.
All over
those
the
are
world.
Like,
yeah.
Like
the big guys.
Shipping their boats in.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing in the big game.
Yeah, so
I mean, you look at some of the boats in there. They're, you know, a lot of those boats are $15-20 million boats.
But there's also the small boats in there now too.
Yeah, there are. Yeah,
you're starting to see some of the smaller boats go down there.
What we've all talked about this is the Omni Sonar is such a game changer. Down there, I've been on boats. And the captain will point out and be like, okay, I'm marking a fish, turns the boat, and he's like, look back. And you look back, blue marlin, short corner. Every time. He'd call out the bites. Yeah, you'd be like, okay, marking one on the Omni, 1,000-foot radius underwater. And you turn the boat, and the fish would turn, and you turn the boat, and we look back, boom. You know, yeah.
Well, it's the equivalent of the bass guys and the walleye guys with forward-facing sonar.
Yeah, and it's so effective on the East Coast that on their tournaments, they have two divisions, Omni and non-Omni boats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were losing participation. The because Omni was so effective, they were getting their butts kicked.
And where is this?
All over the Southeast, like Florida, New Jersey, South Carolina, North Carolina, that whole Southeast, they have two divisions.
Yeah, Omni and non-Omni.
It's an unfair advantage if you don't have it.
Yeah, and I think that the bass guys and the walleye guys are kind of headed that way too, right?
They're coming down with a lot of rules on the bass side right now.
Yeah, technology. Yeah. I mean, you embrace it, but it is changing the rules, especially in tournaments.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We're talking with Dan, termites, fishing, and we're talking with Bob, just about everything. Parties, Costa,
Halloween,
pirates,
fishing, it's all good.
Absolutely. Hey, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Bob and Dan from Hume Termite, and we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be taking your texts, and man, we'll be giving away these two pairs of Costa sunglasses. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, Mustad, Penn, Bajio, MC Swimbaits, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we having some fun in here talking about all the things that are going on. And you just heard the spot for Fisherman's Landing Tackle Sale. They are going on right now. Everybody's setting up. Those deals are going. Get down here.
It starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but the store is open.
The
and it opened
open.
At 6. So you
and
can
the
go
deals
inside.
Are there.
You can go inside and start purchasing
stuff
inside.
A lot of buy
inside.
2, get 1 free. Zone.
Buy 1, get 1 free.
Buy 1, get 1 free. Yeah. That, like Seaguar Fluorocarbon.
Doug talked about that last weekend. It was like, there's some deals going on, and you're not going to get
and
another
reels.
Before Christmas.
Yeah. And they were talking about 40. That reel on a 20, Talica 20.
Talica 20, yeah. And you get the free Spectrum.
Under 100 bucks.
Yeah.
Under
$500.
Corey had those flukes for sale.
Corey has the flukes going on, and the deal with the store is you get the free, but then Corey's giving you an extra one in the parking lot.
And Corey's there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get out much.
He poured some big flukes for the Fluke Bite. You know, they were out of stock there for a little while.
Yeah.
Everybody's buying them. They're
backing his truck up when I walk by. I'm like, oh, the flukes are here.
Don't forget, Captain Rolls Kids at Sea over there with the pick a box, the Rod a Week, tickets are for sale. The Grand Raffle tickets are now open for sale starting today.
Gamakatsu has a great deal. Gamakatsu, buy 2, get 1 free on any Gamakatsu hook. And if you buy approximately $30 worth of Gamakatsu, you get a free pair of these aluminum pliers. Really nice aluminum pliers, like high-end aluminum pliers. And you're also entering a drawing for a GC3000 box loaded with all kinds of stuff. So,
the mystery box.
Yeah.
Just
buy,
that's
a
good deal.
But that's a phenomenal deal from Gamakatsu. So go buy a bunch of Gamakatsu at 2 for 1 or buy 2, get 1 free. And then go see Rick and the guys and they'll enter you, give you the free pliers. And yeah, that's a great deal. There's all kinds of deals like that there. Costa, $25.
$25 gift card with any purchase of Costa. And then I have
if you have a kid, you buy the $140 ones.
You got a
gift card.
Go right back into the store and you got $25 to buy baits and all that stuff. And
wow.
I've got swag bag, you know, hats and clean kits and all that stuff. So it's going to be a fun day. The weather is going to clear up and we got the game tonight. I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Game 7.
I know, not supposed to say that on the fan, right?
Station.
It comes from my roots, right? I'm sorry. I grew up as a Dodger fan.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, my dad was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, and I have a bunch of memorabilia on the wall here from the Brooklyn Dodger days, and so it kind of comes in the blood, right?
You grew up with the Lasorda days with Ron Say and all
that. Oh, yeah, all that stuff.
Steve Gardy.
Yeah.
Who's I didn't get a chance to look at the seminar schedule.
Oh,
Frank, okay.
You got to come down for Frank. I mean,
Frank's doing a seminar.
Bill Barney.
Carson, I think.
Bill Barney, who will be here on the show tomorrow in the studio. So lots of Carson, of course, will be there.
And I saw all the chairs set up. And I'm like, they're going to have
a different seminar stages, and they've got the ones on the boat. So Bill Barney's going to be on, I think, the Tomahawk, because I saw the Tomahawk packed in.
Lots of good ones. Well, let's jump into the phones. The phones are packed.
In.
They want to talk to
Carl in Escondido. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to throw a shout out to Charlie. We took a friend of mine out last Wednesday. He passed away, so we went and spread some ashes, and we stopped at Charlie. I'll tell you what, that place is well worth going to, people.
Charlie's Landing over at Seaforth.
Yep, the fish and chips was unbelievable.
And the smash burger.
I know you guys talk about the burger and the burritos, but let me tell you, the fish and chips is well worth stopping for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the cool thing about Charlie's is if you don't want it fried, they'll grill it for you, too.
Correct.
So, yeah, either way. But
right next to the landing?
It's right. Seaforth? It's part of Seaforth. Yeah.
Oh, to the right.
Yeah. Okay. It's been several, but now it's the winner. It's Charlie's Landing. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. That sounds great. Let's jump back on the phones.
Hey, we got Mike and Torrance. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gents. I want to thank you very much for the trip on the Cortez. My friend Robert from Canyon Country and I went last weekend, and Rambo was a pleasure to fish with. We got tough conditions, but we got yellowfin, we got some bluefin, we got some skipjack, and all the kelp, heavy yellowtail you could want. And he's just that class operation. He's been doing it so long, and we feel very fortunate to have won the trips. And I want to say thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, that's awesome! Glad you had a good trip with on the Cortez with Rambo, and glad you had a good time out there. All right, hey, look at that. We got a special guest that just dropped in.
Well, he's not a special guest. He's Rock Hard Rick, man.
Well, you today.
Yeah. How's the voice today?
Yes,
is the voice going to last?
Special guest. We'll see. We're going to try.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we'll see. You know, probably not, but that's all right. It's just one day.
Yeah, how'd you sneak away?
I didn't ask, you know. I mean, the best way to sneak away, you don't ask, just like look the other way and do it. It's for an event that doesn't start for another hour and a half. It's crazy over there, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's going to be a really good one. We're very proud of how it all came together. And, you know, you work real hard and all the boys put in like a huge effort, and we have really good partners in the fishing industry. And, you know, we've been lucky the Fisherman's Landing runs a clean game. We have great partnerships, and everybody came through, and we're getting to watch the success right now. It is happening over there. We have the best deals, I think. You know, I mean, everybody always says that, but in 21 years of doing Tackle Day, I'm pretty sure this is the best one we've ever had, just in terms of craziness. I mean, there's
overall
2-speed reels for crazy prices. There's rods that are really, really good, and there's free spectra, and there's all the buy one, get ones, and buy two, get ones. We've got some really good ammo this year.
Buy two, get one free, and then all the other the flyers and stuff. Bob Hoosen's been talking about the Costa $25 gift card.
And everybody from Costa is there. Like, that's the thing that's so cool about it. Like, you don't just get the deal, but you get to talk to Hoos. You get to talk to Kyle. You get to talk to the guys that know all the ins and outs and fit you in them. And it's the fun part. It's the fun part about the day to day.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite deals that you can't talk about before, but you can talk about right now?
Well, there's still something I'm not really like. Best deals, I would say Talica 20 Gen 1. I can just say that reel is for sale at less than $500.
And free spectra.
Oh, Penn Fathom 82 speeds are $199.
Wow.
With free spectra. There's TAC 50 Gen 1s that are less than $800.
It's like a
$1,400 reel.
And free spectra.
It's really good this year.
Yeah.
There's another one. All CalStar rods are 15% off, and you get a free hoodie.
Wow.
It's good.
And CalStar, the guys are there, John and Mike.
The whole squad is down there. They brought the whole pro staff, two spaces wide. It's awesome.
Really?
They brought,
so you can see all the new CalStar rod
We have the new GG270 8-foot regular, the rod that wasn't even available. They brought two down just for us to have, just for the sale. Wow. It's just cool, man. It's a really fun day.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I'm the most proud of is how the raffle came together too. So we have a big raffle. We do three rounds of raffling off throughout the day. All the money that we raise goes to Friends of Rollo. It's just for us to create a draw to bring people down here. We don't profit from it or anything like that.
All the money goes to taking kids fishing.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. But, dude, you wouldn't believe the prizes that people gave us. My favorite story, and we talked about it before, I asked Lori from the American Angler if there's any way we could do, like, an American Angler hat or shirt or anything like that. And she goes, well, hang on one sec, let me see. She calls me back, says, okay, we'd like to give you a 2-day trip on the American Angler. If the 2-day trip doesn't work for those people timing-wise, they can just apply the entire cost towards a longer trip. It's like a $900 value.
And that's one of the prizes.
Just one of the prizes.
Sweet.
$300 to the show gun.
How does one get into the raffle?
Just come down. Buy a ticket there.
Buy a ticket from your wife, Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas will be there. My sister Carly will be there. The whole squad, a bunch of nurses that Dallas works with, are all came down to all just to volunteer. And there's a boat that does pickup and drop offs of their private charter. It's like a super Gucci high end charter boat called Maverick Sport Fishing. It's a 34-foot Freeman. They donated a full charter offshore full day trip. It's a $3,500 value. I mean, that's like
a raffle?
That's a dollar raffle ticket price.
Yeah. Wow.
That's like a grand raffle
and
prize for the Friends Row.
Right?
They're bringing the boat down so you can go check it out and stuff on the boat.
They're
in the Royal Polaris slip.
Oh, they're going to be in the Royal Flare?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Higher visibility, but a little bit in the casting contest range.
Yeah, that's. I moved my boat yesterday.
A smart move.
I know it was like, where should I put it?
And the last one I want, Intrepid gave us a $250 credit towards any trip below, day and a half to 9 day, or $500 for a longer trip, 10 long
trips. That's all part of the raffle.
Yeah, just awesome. Everybody was just so generous.
And you have to be present when they give
it away? You do have to be present to win. I always say the same thing.
When does it happen?
They do it after every round of seminars. So our seminars are at 9:15, 12 o'clock, and 1 or 1:30. So they'll just be after it. So I would say the raffles will be approximately 10:15, 1 o'clock, and 2:30.
And is it random when what prizes go when? Or?
Yeah, we pick prizes. You know, some of the grand prizes will probably be towards the end, but we. If a guy's going to come early and knows he can't stay, we always make sure to load some of the really good ones in each round, just if a guy's not going to be able to stay. And we always say the same thing. If you're not going to make it for the next one, just give your bundle of tickets to a kid, and hopefully they score something rad on your way out.
A question came up. Do the tickets stay in the bin all day?
They do. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But must be present to win.
Yeah, you have to be present to win. If you buy them in the morning, they're good for all three rounds of raffles.
And when's it end?
The last seminar usually ends around 2:30, easily 2:30, and then we just raffle it all the way after that.
All the way. And then the casting contest goes on from when till when?
9 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
And that's put on by the San Diego
Angels. About 2 o'clock.
Yeah, about 2 o'clock, you'll be out of the danger zone.
Be safe.
And again, that thing's totally free. Just make a cast. Yeah. Whoever makes the longest cast wins a $500 Shimano reel. Second place wins a Terramar jig stick. Third place wins a tackle box full of jigs that I had all of the boys handpick their favorite jig off the wall. We didn't put any money restrictions on them. Everybody, took it very serious, picked the sharpest edges. I think third prize might damn near be the top prize. Because, the boys put a lot of effort into this. You know, some of them put $40 CNC jigs in there. Other guys put a basic Caddy 45 that had good edges. It was really cool. As you could guess, Brandon put a two-fish jigs in there.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
And I know Bodan's going to be there from two-fish.
They're giving a rad seminar. At 1 o'clock, or 12 o'clock, excuse me, 12 o'clock is going to be the team from two-fish jigs, which is Bodan, Matt Brawla, and Brandon. Now, Matt called me 2 days out and said, hey, man, something came up with Booger. I might have to run the boat. I'm not sure if we're going to get out or not. If we don't get out, I'll be there for the seminar. So just to being safe, we had to call in a big favor, and we got Danny Wade to come and take his place. So Danny Wade's going to be there for sure. And Brawla, if he's not captaining the San Diego, he'll be there also.
Yeah.
How about that for a surface iron lineup?
And that's about, 1:30?
1 o'clock. Or 12 o'clock,
that's
excuse me. 12 o'clock.
And then Jerry was here talking about that deal. Buy two, get one free, but then they get another one, right?
You buy two JRI jigs in the store. We give you a third one for free. Then you go see him in the parking lot. He gives you a fourth one for free, and he gives you a free, little surface
cool
iron keychain.
Keychains, yeah.
It's so rare.
Well,
so,
you got to get down there. It's happening now.
Right now.
Come on down. Yeah. Tackle day at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and Ricky will be down there.
Yes, sir.
And, big day.
Yeah, come. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot of...
Go see Party Animal Who's?
Yeah.
If he's still got energy.
Halloween.
He was at a party till 2 a.m.
Attaboy. As he should.
In Orange County.
He should.
He is the world's oldest teenager. Thank God. Bless you, Bob. You're my hero.
You need to come down and get some of that sushi, too.
That's
the one. Yeah, so it'll be our first year of ever having sushimi rolling this, in studio. It is the... It's the one. You're gonna really dig it. I'll just
and
say
what
that.
What time is he?
He just has a demonstration booth. They talk about how they make it, how they prepare it, and if you're lucky, you'll get a little sample
and
action.
He'll be there most of the day.
Yeah. So officially, all the outside booths start at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And they run until 3. So anytime between 9 and 3, you can come talk to the goat sushi roll guy.
And then you have that killer Mexican food there, too.
Tacos El Roro. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. We got Five Star's going to be doing a fish cutting demonstration after the second two seminars. Killer food, killer contest, raffles, bunch of free stuff. Come down and hang out with us. It's going to be an awesome day.
Tackle day all day today. Fisherman's Landing. Thank Ricky.
Thanks, boys.
All
very
right,
much. Appreciate it. Hey, guys.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at? Let's jump into the phones.
Yeah. Let's take Tom. Tom in San Diego. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in and talk about the Bisbee, which I have fished in, and the Dodgers. So there you go. My dad was a Dodger fan, and he loved Leo the Lip DeRocher, feisty little manager who committed the ultimate sin. He left the Dodgers and went over to manage the Giants. Incredible. And in the Bisbee, There's nothing like that. I went out on a beautiful 43-foot boat that Pete knew the owner. Jorge, he's passed away. But anyhow, it's just the most amazing tournament I've ever seen.
Have you ever been down there, Bob, for that?
Yeah. For 30 years.
Yeah.
Back in the days, I started in the industry working at Bisbee's. Bisbee Sport Fishing Headquarters, and Bob Bisbee started the tournament.
Yeah. Bob was a super cool guy.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that was when, those were the days when, you know, they had the jackets under your shirt with pockets for cash, and you'd fly the cash down to Cabo.
Wow.
Under your shirt. Yeah. And you do like two or three flights a day with all the cash down to Cabo. It's like you said, it's a bucket list just to see it. It's
the visual.
You got world class.
Yeah, they have like a helicopter always.
Yeah,
and
these 60-footers are going 49.
Yeah, that's
pretty fast.
The videos now that they show, we have drones and everything. It's so amazing to watch along.
And it's like just the boats and the teams and the talent that is down there is. It's off the charts.
You would think there'd be a lot more fish caught, don't you? I mean, because all that technology, all those boats, all that experience.
Yeah.
And what was
it?
Three fish? And two of them
were qualifiers.
A lot of fish caught,
but
three qualifiers.
Only three over three.
Some of that has to do with, and I've talked to some of the old-timers down there in Cabo especially. Those big blues need the food. They need the skipjack or the yellowfin tuna. And they're going to follow that food around. And what happens down in Cabo is that yellowfin or skipjack will get in there, and then the seiners come in and wrap it. And the blues, it's like a migration. And if they're in the Cabo region and the food's not there, they're going to keep going.
Right.
Every year you see, you know, the blacks like to, you know, they stick – they're on the reefs, you know, stationed up on the reefs, and the guys are live baiting. See a lot of black marlin come into the scales. But the blues, you know, you need that tuna down there. And if it's not there or it's commercial fish, hard, they just, you know, they're not there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Dave, thanks for the call, Tom. I'm San Diego. As you can tell, man, we have a great show we're going on. We got Bob Hoos from Coast Sub, Dan Hume from Hume Termite. We got Tackle Days going on. We'll be taking more calls. We're getting catch reports, texters, and a whole lot more. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the YouTube and Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan. This is Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. Saturday, November 1st.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman.
Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, boy.
Oh, busy morning.
Oh, it's going to be. This Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day is on.
Yeah.
You've got to get down here. As you heard, the seminars are starting at 9:15.
Bob Hoos and Dan Hume are here, and Dan heard about the raffle down there, and you just donated a treatment.
Yeah.
Like, what's the value of that?
Oh, $1,500.
Wow. To the raffle.
To the raffle. Well, we got to get the kids fishing.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Dan. That's super cool of you to do that. That's very,
absolutely,
very generous.
Yeah.
And that, like, treats the whole house for termites?
It depends on the situation. Every house is different.
Every house is different.
Yeah. Yeah,
up to $1,500 value.
Yeah,
sometimes, yeah.
It could be,
but you guys do kind of all the stuff. You do treatments, localized treatments, and you all go all the way to full tenting if necessary, right?
Yeah, we're fumigating a block, a couple restaurants, and a salon, and a clothing store next week in Leucadia on Coast Highway.
Wow,
Bigalucci's restaurant and Bird's Eye and different things. So, we do it all. But I, 35 years of doing this, I love the borate. I love just way of thinking, being more proactive than reactive.
And is it kind of a fact in Southern California that if you have a house with wood, it has termites?
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And as things
it's
get
gonna
older,
it either it's going to happen. Or it's going to happen.
That's correct.
Not to mention your fence around your property has them.
That's correct. And that's another thing is, you build a new fence, you can treat it with that borate mineral in it. My fence is 25 years old and my house has no issues.
And you do that?
Sure. Anything we can do to help people not have to call us in the future for reactive termites.
And it not only does termites rot, too. When you guys did my stairs, you treated it with the borate. So I'll never have a problem again with rot or because it was mostly wood rot on that.
Correct.
But termites on that.
Yeah, it always starts with water intrusion, decay, and then the termites follow usually. Yeah. And, again, why put something back where we know it's going to potentially fail? There's a reason that it failed to begin with.
Yeah.
So we have to modify it chemically or design-wise to mitigate that moisture.
And now, do you treat the fence after it goes up or before you put it up?
After.
Which is better?
You could do it either way, but I like it when it's up because then you're doing end cuts and different things, but before it's sealed. So
but like on the bottom of the fence, it's actually against the ground
or
the posts that are going in?
The posts are a little trickier because of that earthwood contact, but they have what are called borate rods, basically diffusible glass rods. It's 5/8 by 4 inch that proactively goes in the base. So if you see telephone poles, you see a plastic plug that kind of spirals from the grade up the post. Those are borate rods usually. And that it's a hard looks like a glass rod, but it melts like a popsicle with moisture. So as the moisture comes up into the wood, basically that borate follows the moisture and it takes care of the wood destroying organisms.
And boats too. I've had termites on Prospector.
I had my Pacifica.
Yeah.
And he tented my Pacifica. And you were saying that that's like the ultimate treatment because of the water contact, right?
It's a really good seal when the gas has a hard time going through moisture.
Yeah.
Right? So when you just, if it's in the slip, you just drop the tarp.
Drop the tarp.
Yeah, and it doesn't affect the, it
doesn't hurt the environment.
No.
It's totally legal.
When they built the, I think it's the, what's the ship that they built a number of years ago, the Cabrillo? The old, it's next to Star of India now.
Oh.
So when they built that boat, I donated like 200 rods and they put it in the ribs of the boat. Just to basically prevent any kind of stuff going forward.
So if you have a wood boat
or even wooden fiberglass boat like Bob's.
Yeah, we have
boat.
Wood in the salon.
And you can treat as long as it's not sealed, you can treat it all with that.
And I've noticed like October, November, Santa Ana winds, the termites seem to come out on the Santa Ana wind when it's
like clockwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. August 1 and November 1, like clockwork. And
super hot. People
don't
come out.
Yeah. People don't realize that your home is only vulnerable to new infestation for drywood termites about 2 weeks out of the year. They think they think your house is under pressure all year round, but because the drywood termites are above grade, they don't live underground. They specifically come out certain times, and that's when your house is vulnerable.
Well, it's interesting. Wayne, we got a text here that kind of ties into this. Great show today with Hoos and he's so cool. Dan, do you go up to Orange County? I've got a ton of termites that I need killed. Thanks, Jeff from Mission Viejo.
Yes, I was in Mission Viejo yesterday, actually looking at a house at Ladera Ranch yesterday afternoon.
So you cover pretty much all Southern California, like Orange County, San Diego County.
Either one of my, one of my guys or myself. You know, one of the things that we're really proud of too is none of my inspectors are commission based people. Yeah. They're all salary, and that's unusual in the termite industry. 99% of them are on commission. Yeah. So you never know exactly what you're getting with people.
They're trying to sell you stuff.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Well, hey, let's jump back on the phones while we can.
Yeah, we got John in Colorado Springs. Hey, what's going on, John? Hello, John. Colorado Springs.
Good morning, John. Well, let's try somebody else.
Look, we got...
well, there's John. Hi, John.
My question to Dan is, I have two questions. It's a two-part question. Do you travel to Texas?
No, but we can talk. You know, termites are the same throughout the country. The species are different. Some are more aggressive than, the termites that we have here on the West Coast, or especially in San Diego, are like kittens. They're very mild. Texas has pit bulls. They're very, very aggressive there. But we could talk about it off air, and I can help you. But no, I've never done anything in Texas.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So my second question to Dan is, can you sell me some of that chemical, so I have to replace my front door, and I know that there's termites there.
Yes, sir. We can talk about that off air. But there are ways to get your product. It's because it's so benign. It I can drop ship it in different areas for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in another one.
Yeah, we got Chuck in Long Beach. What's going on?
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Actually, it's Chuck, almost down to tackle day. So.
All right. Good for you.
Looking forward to it.
Attaboy.
It's on the field.
Hey, so, question. I'm seeing they're talking a lot right now about nighttime fishing, and they're using, and it's a smaller fish, so they're using lighter setups. What does that entail? Is it like just grabbing your 40-pound bait rod and going in with that, or something heavier like your yo-yo setup, or something down from 100 pounds?
What do you think, Bob?
My go-to in that scenario is I like that 10 fathom 40 narrow, 65 pound Spectra with like a short mono top shot. And, the 150, 200 gram jigs is my go-to for nighttime.
Yeah.
And, that little reel and the comparable Shimano or Daiwa would be like a Talica 12.
Yeah.
But that's
but six, I love that Talica 10.
Yeah,
30
yeah.
or 40 pounds. That's my favorite. 65
pound Spectra. Yeah. It's a small, light reel.
And if you use the Power Pro Max Quattro, you can get a ton of line on there in case you have something over 100 pounds.
Worry about. And as far as rods, I like the like a 7 foot, like 30 to 60, medium heavy rod. That 64, 70 is my go to. CalStar and Seeker make that blank. And, those smaller tuna at night in that light outfit, it's not going to burn you out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect all-around outfit.
Yeah. Vampire fishing alone can burn you out.
Oh,
you want to make sure to make it easy for you.
Tough living.
Yeah, for sure. That's so good. You have a good text, huh?
Well, let's go back into the thing. We got morning, guys. Does Costa offer prescription sunglasses too? Mm. Tom Carpenter.
Yes, Tom. So we do offer a full range of prescription sunglasses in the Costa frame. And down here in San Diego, SportRx.
They are the best.
They're the best. Yeah. All the guys down
now,
here,
is there
all
Sport
the
SportRx in Orange County?
No.
No.
There's
is it worth driving
ones?
Down the one here? The one
I
here?
Think it really
yeah.
is.
Those
I
have, guys are so good at SportRx.
I know captains and crew up in Orange County that make the drive. So SportRx San Diego, and they will check your eyes out. They'll get you fitted. They'll
They won't do the
No, on the frames.
On the frames. You go to your optometrist, get your prescription, and then you take it to SportRx.
Exactly.
I've done this.
Yeah.
And
then
they're
you
amazing.
Try on your Costas, what fits your face, pick your lens color, you have your prescription.
They have a full selection there.
And they're quick. They're quick,
too. Yes, they are.
Turn time is good.
And they always give you tell them to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, they give you a special deal.
Yeah,
these guys
yeah.
take good care of
yeah,
our
they're,
listeners.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So many listeners.
Anytime I'm down here and people are like, hey, I need prescription Costas, I'm like, SportRx.
SportRx, yeah. Just look it up on the web. They're not easy to find because they're kind of off.
Right by the In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah,
Is it Santa Fe?
Yeah,
is
over
that
in Pacific Beach. Yeah, in that area.
That's a done deal.
SportRx is the spot. For sure, but a lot of good people. Now, is Tom going to be here today? Your prescription guy?
No, he's at another event, a doctor's event. But that's his account, SportRx. So he's like, Bob, if anyone asks about prescription, Tom sells to SportRx.
Okay.
So.
Wow, look at that. Another hour already done. It goes so quick here in the Let's Talk Hookup studio, the world headquarters. And we're going to be going off the fan, thanks to Kyle. And
it was Jeff today.
Oh, Jeff today.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. And Bob, we've got Bob Hughes from Costa and Dan Hume from Hume Termite.
We'll see you on the other side here on the YouTube and Facebook.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO Psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, Saturday, November 1st.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFTCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFTCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFTCO.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?